Now, Mairead Ronan has joined us in studio. You're very welcome, Mairead. And
thanks,
of course,
Brendan.
You were recently on this show talking about reality TV. You mentioned that you have become a fan of Love Island last year.
Yes.
And of course, Love Island this year is certainly causing a lot of energy around the
energy
place.
Energy is one word.
Yeah. So you've been following it. Maura Higgins, our own Maura Higgins from Longford, is the star of the show this year.
I was kind of embarrassed to say the last time that I was this massive fan of Love Island. It's a show that I hadn't watched before last year, and I fell in love with it last year. I didn't miss an episode, and I'm the very same this year. I have
Could
not
you explain to Colm McCarthy, who's baffled, what the show is about?
Okay, it's a couple of beautiful 20-somethings, boys and girls, they're never referred to as men, the boys and girls, go into a villa in Mallorca. You must couple up with someone. You have to lie in a bed with them at night. Stuff happens sometimes, sometimes nothing happens and they don't like each other at all. And at the end, if you are the most likeable couple, you could win £50,000. But that's nothing to what they will earn when they come out of it.
Colin McCarthy, as an economist, is probably thinking, so they're paying people to get into bed together. It sounds a bit like the
oldest profession. But that's not it at all. It's such a fascinating show to watch. And I think some people, are a bit snobby about it and think that it's kind of beneath them to watch a show like this, but I don't think that at all. I'm fascinated by it.
We did give our panel homework to watch it, so Ian Guider, had you been following it anyway, or did you just watch it for our benefit?
No, I did watch it. I watched 15 minutes was what I lasted before I did have to switch the player off. It's funny enough, in the office back in the Business Post, there are people obsessed with the show and they are monitoring every movement.
Are they all under 30?
They are, yes they are. And I have to say, I was a little bit skeptical. Now, I watched a bit of it, and I think I watched the start of it, and they were talking, I think it was Tommy was one of them.
Yeah, Tommy's there.
And they were talking about, I've mentioned this to, was it Lucy or something?
Yeah.
And it had the idea that they were discussing state secrets, it was so...
I think you've just summed it up there in two sentences. It was a great call, Tommy, and he was saying something about someone called Lucy. Grania, did you watch it?
I did, and I'd never watched it before. And I'm a fan of reality television. Like, I love Blind Date. I love that idea of people going out for dinner and you get to watch them, and some of them make fools themselves and some of them end up actually having a relationship, and that's
lovely.
They
were innocent times.
Yeah,
they were
very innocent
exactly
times.
The point. This is different. This is bear pit, rampant heterosexuality. And again, I don't know whether on previous programmes they've had lesbian and gay couples.
No.
I doubt it. But there's something about, if this is what feminism is about, and I'm a feminist for many years. There's somebody, Mary Carr, who talks about the idea that, that the feminist job is about changing male behaviour. I'm sorry, we've no interest in. Men have to change their own behaviour. And there's nothing about, exactly. And those that are, and fair play to them, we'll support them. But the idea that this programme is in some way supposed to be changing male behaviour. Now, I like Maura. Can I just say, here we go? I like her. I think she's bulgy. I think she's mouthy. But the truth is that the stuff she was saying and then the stuff she gave
people don't know what we're talking about. So Mairead, will you explain to her? Tell us first, give us a picture of Maura.
Okay, Maura came in, she's a beautiful 28-year-old girl from Longford, which 28 is deemed as old for Love Island, can I say? It's very sad, but there you go, it is. She came in and what you saw wasn't what you got from Maura. So she came in, I was, as a viewer, I thought, oh no, here we go, total man-eater, she's going to eat them up, spit them back out again, and she'll be gone in a few days.
And she was very vocal on her appetites
very,
and what she'd like to do to
vocal
people. And,
about who she liked, what she wanted to do with him and so on, and we don't need to go any further than that, but she was very vocal. But we have discovered that Maura is kind of... a young woman for everyone right now. She hasn't put herself in a box of she's a girl's girl or she's a guy's girl. And that's the most likeable thing about Maura. She gets on with all the girls. She gets on with all the guys. She's very open. She's very honest. She owns her sexuality. Mm-hmm. And yet she has these boundaries. And there was an incident where she was given the chance to go into the hideaway. Now, the hideaway is where you go and spend a night without anyone else around you, just your partner who you're coupled up with. Now, the cameras are there, of course. She walked out and heard Tom say...
Who she had invited Tom to come to the hideaway
with her. Yes. And then she heard him say to all the lads, let's see if she's all night.
Okay. And we have the clip then, I think, of Maura's response to that.
What did you say? Just then. Be interested to see if you're all mouth or not. No, because it was, they were saying you're going to get
you
in the line.
Did you
actually
just say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Why?
Are you fucking joking?
Why?
That's a head comment.
And
with
that was
that,
at the beginning of it.
Maura became, it seems, a feminist icon for young feminists.
She did. And I think, look, there's not many TV shows that young people are watching now. They're watching things online and they don't, there's no appointment to watch a programme if you are 25 or 23 now. There's very few TV shows out there. Love Island is that appointment to watch every night at 9 o'clock. Get in your WhatsApp groups. You can see it on Twitter. They're all watching it and commenting on it. And I think this show is beyond. It's the furthest thing from perfect, but it can put manners on young men and it can teach them that this isn't on and no girls like this. And in fact, the guys didn't like it either. They were a bit embarrassed. Now, they were, you know, laughing that he'd been caught saying that, but it you know, it kind of has put manners on the guys in the villa.
Suzanne Lynch, are you missing all this?
I'm missing Love Island coming to the US this month, seemingly, and it will include gay couples. Okay. That point was made, actually, because we're saying
it is missing
on.
That.
But I did manage to catch a rerun of some of this yesterday because I did my homework. But what I love is the coverage today in the papers about this debate, has she become the feminist role model or not? And Mary Carr, it's a really well-written article in the Daily Mail, in the Irish Mail on Sunday, is hilarious. She talks about how somebody on Twitter was putting up pictures of Maura beside Countess Markovic. Then she talks about, is Maura Higgins the Germaine Greer of the fourth wave of feminism? So there's this fascinating, you know, this cultural moment of, is this what women should aspire to? You know, is feminism difference or equality? All these issues that have been going on in feminist theory for the last 100 years have now, you know, come home to roost.
There is a point here, isn't there, that a woman can express appetites and be a sexual being, and it doesn't mean that
she's going to jump into bed with everyone she says hello to.
Absolutely, you know, and I think that's that idea of, you know, woman, that's why I like her in it. Yes. I think she can say exactly what she feels. And I actually thought it was refreshing to hear her being able to describe her own appetites.
But Brendan... Did you
watch it?
Did you
do your homework?
I've been watching another kind of reality TV, which I think is much more gripping. It's called Women's World Cup. I'm intrigued that until very recently, if a woman is over about 18, you can't call her a girl. Or there's offence taken. That doesn't appear to apply to Love Island, but it doesn't apply to the World Cup either. And there's one of the American women who is no fan of Trump. Rapinoe, is that her name?
Yeah.
And she hit a goal into a header into the top corner last the match before last. It was just out of this world. Niall Quinn would have been jealous. But these women are 28 and 30 years of age, and university referred to as girls.
Yeah.
So the way it works is that you get to be 18, you then must demand to be referred to always as a woman.
Unless you're an elite athlete.
Unless you can really play football, in which case Maraid, you can be a girl for another.
Maraid, it's not a simple story, Love Island, either. There has been a lot of downside for a lot of the contestants and all that. We've had a few suicides connected to it and everything. There was an interesting thing this week where we saw what contestants were warned about. Just before we go, tell us about that, what they're told before
they
go.
They were given this list. They were told, you know, practice safe sex if you choose to do that in the villa. If you don't, it's your own responsibility. They say hopefully Love Island is going to be a positive experience for you, but it may not be, because if you're hoping to become famous, that may not happen. You might be only in there for a day or 2 days and gone again. If you find yourself in the spotlight in ways you didn't anticipate, this may happen you. You might find yourself that you're in the public you might find yourself being loved by the public 1 minute, but they could lose interest very, very quickly. And they're trying to prepare them for that. Maura went in there with about...
Maraid.
Sorry.
Okay. Thanks a million, Maraid Ronan. This conversation is going to continue all over the country. Thanks to our panel. That's all we've time for today.